So today, Sonic is going to interview Kate Stewart and Bulin and Kaylee Erasmus with Lynn Nathan. So the Babisana Baby Project aims to improve early identification and therapeutic intervention for babies who are at risk of or have identified disabilities. And to tell us more about this initiative, with us now in studio, we have Kate Stewart, an occupational therapist, and Bulin, who is a physiotherapist. They are also joined by Kaylee Erasmus and Lynn Nathan, who are moms that has been through the Babisana Project. Over to you, Sadiq.
Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Hi, so my name is Kate Stewart, and I'm an occupational therapist, and I'm part of the Babisana Baby Project. Thank you for having us on the radio today.
I'm Kaylee, I'm a parent. I've been part of the Babisana for about 2 years with my daughter.
Hi there, I'm Lynn Nathan, and I've been a part of the Babisana Project for the past 9 months.
And I'm Anne Bullen. I'm a physiotherapist that works at the Babisana Baby Project.
Can you please tell us more about your role in the Babisana Project?
So we are a non-profit, registered non-profit organization that works in Athlone. And if you translate Babisana, it loosely translates as help each other fly in Xhosa. And we are a group of therapists who work with babies with developmental delays or disabilities as soon as this is identified in their development. And we help them until they are able to go into their local therapeutic systems at clinics and hospitals.
Can you please tell us about the importance of the first 1,000 days of a child's life?
And yes. Why is this important for the work you do?
Thank you. So we all know that the first 1,000 days of a baby's life are so, so important, because the little baby is born and they can look around, and they need to grow until they are walking and talking. And so much happens in the first 1,000 days. And it's all about growing and loving and playing. And this is so important for us at Babisana, because we would like to get the children as young as possible so that we can work with the families and with the babies so that they can reach their best potential. So we, growing babies is hard work. And if you've got extra challenges on top of that, or disabilities or delays that have been identified, you really need someone to hold your hand and walk through the journey with you. And that's where Babisana Baby Project comes in. We like to join alongside the families and get in as soon as possible to make sure that there's the best outcome.
How can people get involved, get help from the Babisana Project?
So we get referrals from doctors at high-risk clinics and hospitals, as well as other NGOs. And we also have some parents who self-refer. They've read about us in the newspaper or whatever, like Lynn next to me, and they have asked for help from us.
We have two parents in studio who went through this program. Please tell us more about yourself and a little about one's program.
Hi, it's Lynn. So anyway, I found the project through the Athlone News, the local newspaper in our area. And I made contact with Faiza. I'm not sure what her role is in the whole project, but she then arranged an assessment with the project, yes. It was December, so it was a bit late, but I still managed to get in the last of the year before the year closed. And my son Cody was born with a very rare condition called aniridia syndrome. So which that means is he was born with no irises in his eyes. Only pupils, very large pupils. Yeah. And a bit of cataracts and glaucoma as well, which is sugar of the eye. So his developmental phase was a bit delayed than a normal child his age. Well, I came across the project, and today Cody's walking and he's getting on to talking. Slowly but surely he's getting where he needs to be. So I'm really happy with what transpired over the 9 months, because it was only 9 months that I've been with the project.
Yeah. What have been some of the challenges you faced?
We're going to let Kaylee speak first about her daughter.
Hi, this is Kaylee. I met the Babasana Baby Project through Anne. That was about in June last year at the Novel Park MOU. My little girl Gemma, she was born at 37 weeks early. She had a very stormy birth. She was at Groteskeer Neonatal Clinic for about 2 weeks. And after she was discharged, she was a bit delayed. She was at 6 months, she was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, quadriplegia. And at 6 months, she got epilepsy, and she is slowly learning to do things. And the Babasani Baby Project learned me a lot what I didn't know, because I'm a very young parent. I'm only 23 with a special needs child. And mostly the things she does and cannot do is not what the normal baby can do her age. She's turning 2 next month. And the Babasani Baby Project helped me a lot and gave me a lot of guidances. And I'm thankful and grateful for them, for the guidances they gave me.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
So I think our project has been quite well received in the communities that we work in. I think the families have really appreciated our support, and we get a lot of wonderful feedback that it's that walking beside them on this journey. So although they are doing all the work at home and everything, it's actually the guidance that they need just to facilitate that. And we also work with therapists in the different communities where our families come from, because it's very nice for them to also learn how we work and how we do things. And I think it's that important thing of trying to incorporate into the family's day therapeutic things that they can do without adding too much of a burden of a therapy program to their day.
And we do have a Facebook page. If anybody would like to find out more about the Babasana Baby Project, please go and have a look. We post photos and we tell stories of the amazing families that we've worked with. And you can also send an email to info@babasana.co.za if you have any questions and would like to contact us.
Thank you.